It can be tough filling the hours, especially with a new asset. I didn't know anything about you, least of all how to keep you entertained. All I had to go on was what I learned from your dossier in the hospital. Just the basics. Your height, your weight, where you went to school, your family and their current medical condition after the crash. A few facts about your GPA and what games you liked to play on the weekends. But nothing that would help me distract you while the agency sorted things out. So I suggested the shelf full of board games the owner keeps out for tourists. Before we play, I think you should know, I can get a little competitive. Side effect of the job. I warned you, thinking I was being polite. Apparently, it wasn't enough. Monopoly was an absolute bust. You didn't last an hour before I owned half the board. I could blame it on fate. You landing on all my properties with supernaturally awful rolls. But I did offer to let you pay your rent in other ways. It's not my fault you didn't take me up on my proposal. 1,000 Monopoly dollars to have you duck under the table and crawl between my legs for 5 minutes seemed generous at the time. You just smiled and stared at the board. Call it a character flaw, but I'd do anything to stay in the game in your position. I grinned over my stacks of cash and properties. If you're smart, you could take advantage of my natural competitiveness. Next time you're winning, ask me for a lap dance. I'll even let you tuck the bills into my thong. Again, you smiled, but you didn't say anything. I couldn't tell if you were distracted, thinking about last night, about giving me your virginity, or if you were just being naturally timid. Either way, teasing you was turning me on. I packed up the Monopoly pieces, bit my lip, and returned it to the game shelf. I could feel how wet I was when I knelt down, pinching the hem of my skirt to keep it from riding up. As soon as Control finds us a permanent safe house, we're going clothes shopping. This secretary chic shit has gotta go. I stood holding several rattling game boxes and turned to catch you peeking. So, I amended my comment. Unless you like seeing me in pencil skirts, maybe I should let you pick my outfits. I did a little runway walk back to the table, modeling for you. It was the same outfit as last night. Skirt, blouse, heels, and pantyhose. You seemed to like it. Tell you what, I said. From now on, every game you win is an outfit you get to pick for me later. And I'll buy anything, and I mean anything, that you want me to wear. But you have to beat me first. So if you want to see your personal MILF agent in a string bikini, or a schoolgirl outfit, or whatever it is that you're into, you know what to do. I dropped the boxes on the table with an obnoxious rattle. Suddenly, our games got serious. Uno was your first pick. It was just a flat, unlucky slaughter, as I got one amazing draw after another. Next, we tried Scrabble. Again, I could tell you were really giving it your best. Taking your time, considering all the words you could spell. There was just one tiny detail I forgot to mention before we started. I used to play in the office Scrabble tournament. You've never witnessed true competition until you play against government agents competing for the top parking spot. Still, you tried your best. You crisscrossed words like flavor, parchments, and helpful. Whereas I got triple and double scores on seductress and tempting. Then you got stumped when you realized there were only four S's in a Scrabble box. So I took the last S from my rack, put the tile between my teeth, and told you that you could have it. If you come get it. Instead, you quietly conceded. Battleship was next, and that was even shorter. I tried explaining how I located your fleet so quickly, telling you the hunt stage can be broken down using mathematical parity. That is, skipping every other hole like a checkerboard, because the smallest ships still cover two squares. But by now I could tell that your attention was drifting. So I quietly put the games away. I sighed, looking around the room for something else to do. There was the mini bar, the bed, a full kitchen, and the games. You know, I feel a little foolish. If I was really a hotshot agent, I would have taken a dive. Pretended to be shitty at all these games so I could let you kick my ass for the next few weeks. I saw you raise an eyebrow, so I kept talking. Television is a no-go, I said. Same with the internet. And going outside. I'm not allowed to let you see the news. At least, until you've been debriefed. So until we get the call from control, this is basically it. I spread my hands, indicating the plushy, decorated rental, which was magazine chic, but nothing special in the way of entertainment. We could play cards, I suggested. A classic for protective custody. That, and gaining 5 pounds out of boredom. I could feel my stomach rumble, and I realized we hadn't eaten during our game session. I knew the kitchen would be well provisioned. Say what you will about the agency's strictness with electronic devices. At least they know how to stock a refrigerator. How do you feel about lunch? I walked past you into the kitchen, my high heels clicking, and I breathed a sigh of relief when I heard you follow. I was worried the ass-kicking had forced you to mentally disconnect. An agent's job can get tedious, even dangerous, if an asset becomes disengaged. It was my intent to keep that from happening at any cost. How are you in the kitchen? I asked. Me? I'm actually pretty decent. And I'm prepared to make you some of my favorite dishes. But I also don't want to stop playing our little games. I don't know. Maybe there's just something about me dominating you. I saw you fighting a smile, so I hit you with my biggest wager yet. The game to end all games. All right, here's the deal. You'll help me cook, but you're not going to know what we're making. Instead, you'll have to guess the dish based on the ingredients. Every time you guess right, I'll answer one question no matter what it is. Even if it's classified, or top secret, or embarrassing. Anything that won't get us both assassinated. You want to know who killed JFK? Or how many countries have secretly landed on the moon? Then I'm your girl. But if you answer wrong, we both have to remove a piece of clothing. Why both of us? Because I do everything better when the stakes are high. And seeing you naked will make the food taste better. So come on, roll up those sleeves. I found a jar of flour in the pantry and a box of eggs in the fridge. I poured the flour into a little white mound on the counter, and I took your hand in mine. Then I guided your fingers, very gently, to make a little crater in the flour. Then I cracked the egg into the middle. So, what are we making? Your first guess was wrong, but your second guess was on the money. Pasta noodles. However, second guesses don't win games. Shirt off, cutie, I said, while I unbuttoned my own blouse. It made me smirk, catching you gawking again. I peeled my blouse back a little slower, revealing my sexiest lace bra. I fanned my chest with my hand dramatically. It's about to get hot in here, and I don't want my only shirt covered in flour. I leaned over the dough with you, kneading it, knowing full well that every time I mashed my hands into the ball, my breasts bounced obscenely. I leaned against you, getting nice and close. My hip pressed into yours as flour coated our arms and went up to our elbows. Together, we rolled the dough flat and cut it into wide strips. Then I reached into the fridge and brought out a block of Parmesan. Ta-da! Pasta. But what kind? To my surprise, you answered right away. Fettuccine Alfredo. Good guess, I said. You finally won a round. So what's your question? Remember, I'm not allowed to lie or evade. I expected you to ask about something mission critical. About your accident on the bridge, or the mysterious object that fell into the water. Or how long we'd be stuck here. Instead, you shocked me. You asked why I decided to take your virginity last night. You had been so shy this morning. The directness of the question startled me. Well, that's a truth or dare question if I've ever heard one. I chuckled nervously. Is that why you've been so quiet this morning? Wondering what that was last night? What this is? If what happened means anything other than a fling. If I'm just some horny older woman who needs some release. I stepped back so I could give you the full weight of my gaze. You wiped your hands on a kitchen towel, looking down, until I made you meet my eyes with a soft snap of my fingers. Hey, there's nothing to feel weird about. If I'm being totally honest, I don't know why I did it. Obviously, I'm attracted to you, and something took over last night. But I don't regret it. It wasn't nothing to me. I know losing your V-card is supposed to be magical and romantic and involve true love and Hallmark shit. But I guess, who knows? Maybe it could become that for us eventually. Or maybe we just needed to get it out of the way. Like the sex was the elephant between us. And now we can start bonding. Then you asked the big one. The deadliest question in the English language. What about love? And honestly, I didn't have an answer for that either. So I stuck to the rules. Hey, don't get greedy. You asked your question. If you want to ask another, you gotta win another round. I took a box from the pantry and sprinkled corn flour into a bowl. Then I added warm water and salt. When I looked at you, questioningly, you guessed cornbread. Wrong, I said. Pants off, sexy. You unzipped your jeans and I watched, intently. I couldn't help licking my lips, the tip of my tongue darting out to moisten them before I could stop myself. Arepas, I said. They're like fluffy dough pockets. Good for stuffing with eggs or onions or Parmesan cheese. I learned it in Venezuela, extracting a pro wrestler who'd pissed off the local government. Your incredulous stare was priceless, and I chuckled while I mixed the flour. What? What's that look? You're wondering if we fucked? If you must know, I don't have sex with every asset. But yes, she taught me a few moves before I dropped her off in LA. She works as a network advisor for the Lucha Libre channel these days. I leaned over the counter a little more, pushing my ass out. Well, you gonna give me a hand? I can't unzip this skirt with all this gunk on my hands. You stepped up behind me and I gasped. I felt you hesitantly glide your fingers down my hips before they settled at my lower back. I purred for you, scooting back, letting you feel the warmth of my skin through the fabric. Then I felt the zipper sliding down, and I wiggled my hips back and forth, letting the skirt slide down and crumple on the floor. This left you standing behind me, admiring how my yoga regimen had kept my butt high and tight all these years, especially in heels and a black lace thong. I smiled over my shoulder at you, through a curtain of hair. I'll let you ask another question if you want, as a bonus, since Arepas was a tough one. But because it's a bonus, no serious stuff. You didn't take long to think. Why did I go into my line of work? Why extractions? Which, as far as questions go, it was a softball. When I was in field ops, extractions were the closest thing to the movies. You know, secret agent stuff. James Bond. Nikita. Bourne. That's what I wanted to be out of college. But once I got accepted into the agency, I realized there were only a few jobs that actually did that kind of stuff. And now that I'm retired from the field, it's all just paperwork these days. Pretty tame, if I'm being honest. I took a half step backwards, brushing up against you. And I could feel how hard you had gotten, unzipping me. My serious spy days are behind me. But I could still be your Bond girl. If you wanted. I was rewarded with a small gasp from you. I spun and planted a quick, teasing kiss on your cheek. Then I slipped past you and opened the fridge, taking out bundles of fresh green beans, asparagus, and bacon. I put them on the counter, and I set a short knife in front of you. Cut these short, please and thank you, sous chef. You began chopping, taking the nonstop teasing in stride. I didn't have to prompt you to guess the next dish. You knew it already. Bacon-wrapped greens with garlic. I clapped my hands. Well done. You get another question. anything you're burning to know? This time, you wanted to know about the mission code words I used last night. Dollhouse, Truman, Peripheral. More specifically, you wanted to know what dollhouse meant, and what exactly you're allowed to ask for while I'm protecting you. I chewed on a raw stalk, considering how to answer. Usually, in protective custody, the agent stashes you away in an apartment and tries to make you comfortable. Mobsters ask for all sorts of shit, like takeout, liquor, hookers, whatever they think you'll actually fetch for them. But the agent is more of a facilitator, not a partner. Think of this, us, like a partnership. Then I had a funny thought. I mean, I guess technically you could ask for those things too, and the agency would probably comply. But I don't see you as the hookers and booze type. Anyway, the real difference between protective custody and us is the specific code words. Truman plus dollhouse means that I was supposed to gaslight the shit out of you, to make you fall in love, and then convince you we've been betrayed and we need to flee. Then you're supposed to suggest that we go off-grid together, Lalo. That's the Truman part. We run off to a cabin in the woods somewhere and stay incognito, with you thinking it was your idea. Meanwhile, I play wifey, or girlfriend, or mommy, or whatever sells the scenario for you. But, silly me, I kinda botched that last night by sharing your mission status. For the first time, I detected a hint of disappointment from you. Maybe it was the way your shoulders sank, the way your eyes drifted down, watching me mix the corn flour. Hey, are you regretting that I didn't gaslight you into falling in love? Don't. Because trust me, being open like this, it's better for both of us. And honestly, the mission status still stands. I'm yours. Except this way, we both know it. Now I could see the wheels turning. There was an unspoken question in what I told you. I was yours, but how much of me? What exactly could you demand? What would I do to keep you occupied while we're forced to play house together? What lengths would I go to? So I dropped the bowl on the counter and gently took the knife and veggies from your hands. You need to start thinking of me as your agent, your protector, your property. I'm not the agency's tool. I'm yours. You are my entire mission. And this, I used my hands to frame my neck, my collar, my cleavage, my breasts, all of this is yours. I took your hand and slid it into the crook of my lower back, your fingers gently brushing the top of my tight ass. If you walk past me in the kitchen and my skirt's riding up, then you need to take ownership and squeeze my ass. Spank it or play with it. Whatever you desire, you need to take it. I slid your hand lower, skating over the fabric of my thong. Then I pushed your palm against my ass, cupping it, letting you feel the toned firmness of my cheeks. If you wanted to watch me shower, then you need to tell me to go get in the tub. If you wanted to have your cock stroked for fun, then take my wrist and show me what my hands ought to be doing. And if you wanted me to bend over this counter right now so that you could fuck me and doggy while pulling my hair, then by God, you should fucking do it. Right now. Just put your hand on my back and show me where I need to be. Shyness be damned, that is exactly what you did. You pulled a kitchen chair up to the counter and guided me so I could kneel on it, sticking my ass out for you. It was one of the hottest things I'd ever done with a man. Just letting you take control like that. I heard the snap of elastic as you dropped your boxers, and I felt the slick hardness of your cock sliding between my thighs. If you were surprised to discover how wet I was, you didn't show it. Instead, you gripped my ample hips and gave me exactly what I needed. I almost came just from having you thrust inside me so deep and so suddenly. Oh, fuck. I gasped, feeling my ass bouncing rhythmically against your hips as you started thrusting. Oh, yes. Yes, that's perfect. I'm your agent to use. So, use me. Show me how you want it. I flicked my head, making my hair splash across my back. You took the hint and grabbed a fistful of it, pulling me back up against you. I arched my back and gritted my teeth, groaning as your cock hit my sweet spot over and over. I probably don't need to remind you, but you're so lucky. All those filthy, delightful things you've never gotten to try. All that fucked up stuff you've seen on the internet. You get to learn them from a MILF who knows exactly what she wants. And exactly what you want. There's something to be said for experience, yeah? I could feel your cock tensing and throbbing inside me as I made lewd promises. I reached back with a hand grabbing your hip, and I pulled you even deeper inside me. I can do things those freshman girls could never do. Things that no call girl would ever agree to. I pushed back against you, wiggling my hips, letting you grind into me. Then, slowly, I pulled away from you. Your cock left my pussy with a wet little pop. And I turned so I was sitting in the chair. I twisted your wet cock in both my hands, hard and shiny and pulsing. Show me. Show me what you want. Show me how you want to come for me. Did you want to spray my pretty face? Glaze my tits and my tummy? Or maybe. Maybe I should lean across this chair and let you fuck my throat while you play with my body. Your eyes went wide at that suggestion. And I knew I had to demonstrate what I was offering. I turned so my ass was hanging off the side of the chair. And then I leaned way back, like a bridge pose in yoga class. Suddenly, I was staring up at you, shoulders and head hanging off the side of the chair, sticking out my tongue. Encouraging you to feed me that incredible, dripping cock of yours. You didn't make me wait. You stepped forward and gently placed a hand on my ribs. I grabbed your wrists forcefully and showed you how to knead my breasts while you fucked my face. Still, you were cautious. Until I grabbed your hips again and showed you exactly how fast and how deep I wanted it. Between the blinding thrusts of your hips, I saw your eyes roll back. Your hands gripped hard, pinching my nipples and sliding my bra down roughly. I felt your cock jumping in my throat. You were close to coming already. I know you felt it too, because your pace stuttered, hips thrusting slower. You didn't know what to do, where you should spray your load. So I decided I would teach you. I reached up and hooked my hands behind your lower back, like a wrestler putting you in a hold. Then I pulled you toward me, forcing you to bury your cock down my throat. My stomach lurched. My lungs burned. I sucked harder and harder, turning my esophagus into a hungry vacuum, like I was trying to teach myself to breathe cock instead of air. Your moans were so loud and so delicious. I had to cross my knees to satisfy the throbbing in my clit. Then it happened. I felt you convulse, bodily, until a sweet, warm stream began pulsing down my throat. I sucked and drank and swallowed over and over while you grabbed for the countertop to steady yourself. I sealed my lips against your pelvis and I milked every drop from you, letting you watch me drink it down. Then, finally, I released your back where I'd locked my arms around you. You looked shocked, speechless, clearly confused about the proper etiquette after giving a hungry MILF such an aggressive load. So, I took pity on you. I got off the chair, leaned you against the counter, and took your cock in my hand. Not trying to get you off again, just keeping you warm with long, slow strokes. I hope we've cleared up a few things about mission code words. I grinned. But if you ever need a reminder, I'm happy to repeat this lesson. The lesson stuck. For several days, I was happily, pleasantly used by you. In the shower, in the bed, in the kitchen. I told you that I should write a new manual for special agents. A list of effective uses of agent time during protective custody. I was only half joking, since teasing you and getting fucked by you quickly took up all of our hours. Much more than the board games had, that's for certain. Unfortunately, our frolic was interrupted. After only days of lewd distractions, my phone turned itself on. It buzzed uncontrollably until I checked the screen. It was a message from the agency, encoded. I entered my password, and my mouth fell open. I told you to get your things, my tone harsh and urgent. The letters on my screen were all written in bold and all caps. It was one sentence. Safe house compromised. Get out. Now.